Hello Sendai。 外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台韓国国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はカナダ出身のテシアと、
アイルランド出身のイーライと、
中国出身のアンイーです。
今月のテーマは冬支度、健康管理です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
And my name is An Yi and I'm from China.
Our topic for today is preparing for winter and staying healthy. Well, it's finally November, and for those who use the lunar calendar, November 7th is known as Nitto, which marks the beginning of the winter season. Although the coldest weather is still ahead of us, it is important to start making preparations to both stay warm and stay healthy, since influenza is a big concern during the winter season. And today we'll be sharing some tips on things that we can do to fight the cold, and also talk a bit about winters from where we're from. Right, so as I just mentioned, Nitto is a little bit ahead of us, and it marks the beginning of winter in Japan. However, I know depending on which part of the world you're from, sometimes you calculate seasons a little bit differently. Like I know in Canada, usually what we do is we use daylight saving as an indicator. So what happens is that the clock moves 1 hour later so that we get more daylight because it's very, very dark in the morning. So before daylight saving, let's say you wake up at 8, it's going to be pitch dark outside. But after daylight saving and the clock is pushed 1 hour later, then you'll get a little bit more daylight. It's a system that people have complained about. They're trying to get rid of it, but I say we keep it because it's so dark at 8. Like, you do not want to be out and about when there's nothing out there. But the downside to that, I guess, is that the sun sets earlier.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised to hear that because I thought that Canada had gotten rid of daylight savings already. I'm not sure, but I think America has.
Yeah, from what I know.
But like Ireland, we also have the daylight savings system.
Oh, really?
We don't really use that to kind of mark our start of winter. Like, we kind of use December. Like, November to us is generally autumn. Like, until the end of November. And then December, January, and February, we all call winter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a lot of other countries, they would all call, like, you know, February the start of spring, but we didn't really include that in our winter block, which is a bit strange, I guess, compared to other countries.
What about China?
Actually, we also have this kind of thing called Lido, and we have something called Dongji, but actually, I would have to say that the winter in my hometown is pretty long. Generally when the temperature, lowest temperature falls below 5 degrees, we'll say that, oh, winter has come. Yeah, so it's kind of hard to say that you have a special time point, but usually we say, like, for example, from the beginning of November, and the long winter can last usually until, I think, the end of February.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's long.
Yeah, because it's really like chilling cold. I hear that in Canada, the winter can be really cold too.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Depends on which part of the country you're from. If you are from the prairies area, which, and of course up north in the like Arctic Circle, the coldest places get up to negative 50 degrees every year.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's every single year that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And they have like a lot of snow too. So I've seen photos where I think it was taken in Winnipeg and Manitoba, where the snow was so high that it blocked the entire door out from a house, and people had to dig from the inside of their house. So, you know, instead of storing their snow shoveling tools outside or in the garage, they have to have it indoors just in case their exit got blocked off, and they have to dig their, like, dig a tunnel out of the house essentially. But yeah, speaking of like winter, I think we already talked a little bit about that, but like, how does winter in Sendai compare to winter at our homes? Because Eli, you know, you haven't experienced a winter in Sendai yet.
Nope.
Yep, so I think me and Anya are gonna start off by like talking about how our winters in Sendai were.
Okay.
And maybe you can see how it compares to, you know, winter
Ireland.
So last winter, the winter of 2022 and like I guess early 2023 was my first winter in Sendai, because I just moved here in the summer prior to that. And I was expecting the worst, to be honest. honest, because all my friends who are living in like Tokyo or like south to Tokyo, when I told them, oh, I'm going to Sendai, they're like, ah, Tohoku, so cold, you're gonna die up there. I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, yeah, and it snows so much in the winter. It's just terrible. So I was seriously, I was terrified because I didn't know what to expect. And then winter actually happened. I'm like, oh, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Like we got plenty of snow last year in comparison to other years. Like it's a lot more snow than Sendai usually gets apparently. Like one day it snowed 10 cm, but it's only 10 cm. And the wind, I'd say, is like probably the worst part because like sometimes I feel like even if it's not that cold, since Sendai's so windy, like your face kind of just hurts from the wind. So what I did was like I would wrap my face with a scarf like all the way up to my nose, and I'll wear sunglasses and also a toque, which is like a knitted hat. Yeah. How was Sendai winter for you then, Ai?
That was my first winter in Sendai. And I felt that actually, yeah, compared to my hometown, it was definitely like warmer because as I said, in my hometown, the lowest temperature can fall below minus 30. Yeah, and there was a lot of snow that you basically like cannot walk that much in the snow. But here in Sendai, the snow was less than what we had in my hometown. But I have to say that due to the humidity, it was like somehow still uncomfortable for me.
If you were wearing a mask and everything, it gets soaked after a while because of condensation. And I feel like that was the worst part, to be honest. So how does that sound in comparison to Ireland?
I don't really know about dryness and humidity, to be honest. I've never really thought about the winter in Ireland in terms of that.
Yeah.
To me, it's just like I have a kind of idea what a normal winter feels like. I don't really know how to compare it to other places.
Yeah.
But I suppose Ireland, it's kind of probably similar to Sendai in a way, in that people expect it to be a lot colder than it is during winter. Like people have this image of Ireland, you know, it is quite far north.
Yeah.
I think because of like ocean currents, it's way warmer than it is despite its location. So it does, like it gets cold, but we don't get snow for the most part. There was like one time, I think in 2014, 2015, they called it the Beast from the East, and it was a great winter storm. It was a terrible time. There was a great winter storm that came from Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
And it blew like this really cold air towards Ireland. So we got like really, really, really heavy snow in March. And like the winter beforehand wasn't even that cold. And all of a sudden we're like, okay, we're now dealing with like half a meter of snow everywhere. So Irish people didn't know how to deal with that.
No winter tires, I'm guessing.
Oh no, nothing like that. And they were like, oh no, we're not going to be able to get food. It was like, you know, the start of the pandemic when people were like, like panic buying bread in the toilet roll.
Yeah.
That happened because of the Beast of the East. And I remember there was footage on television of some people that had hijacked like a digger and had driven it into the side of a supermarket and tore it open, and there was people flooding in to steal bread.
Oh my god.
It was insane.
Oh my god.
So Irish people don't know how to deal with cold, I guess the moral of that.
Well, winter, besides from being cold, it's also unfortunately influenza season in Japan. So the influenza virus every single year, like it goes rampant in Japan and like during winter. And I believe we're already witnessing the start of that. I know so many people who are like, oh, my kids are sick, or like they themselves got sick from like just being in crowded places. So is there anything that I guess you or people in your home country do to stay healthy?
Yeah, I think one thing Chinese is famous about is like hot water. Because like in traditional medicine, like we believe that hot water can cure everything. Like for example, when the kids got a cold, then the parents will say, drink more hot water. And besides hot water, we will like usually like in the evening, we soak our feet in hot water, like for maybe more than 10 minutes.
Yes.
And we keep refreshing the hot water to keep ourselves warm. And we believe that this hot water will help improve the blood circulation around the whole body. So and that helps to like prevent us from like getting cold and other like diseases, for example influenza.
Like that's actually something that my family also do. I'm like my parents are from Hong Kong, so I'm ethnically Cantonese, and we drink a lot of hot water, but also herb tea and ginger. We put ginger in everything because ginger is supposed to like kick away the cold or something.
Yeah.
That's the effect, like it keeps you warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also like when we do the hot water bath thingy, we also put pomelo yuzu leaves inside. So it's a lot of traditional knowledge that we use. And also one thing our parents do is they wake up very early in the morning during winter, like at 5, and they'll go out to the garden and do exercise, like morning exercise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because like, you know, it promotes blood circulation. So I think that's something that I might want to copy, given that I can wake up early enough, which can be a little difficult.
Yeah.
But we'll try, we'll see how it goes.
One thing that the hot water thing just reminded me of, Ireland, we have a similar custom. It doesn't have as much of a long and, I suppose, long history.
Yeah.
But if you're sick in Ireland, not just for flu, but for anything, the one thing that will always be put out for you, that Irish, like, mams, Irish mummies, they all, like, think will just cure anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just flat 7-Up. I don't know why, but it's a thing. So basically, if you're sick, no matter what it is, if you've broken your leg, you're like, they'll get 7-Up, they'll open the can, they'll leave it for like 30 minutes, an hour, let it go flat, and they'll give it to you, and like, look, just drink that and you'll be grand. So
interesting.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know why we do it, but it works, I guess. Maybe it's a placebo. I don't know.
In Canada, instead of 7-Up, we do that with ginger ale, because ginger ale has ginger, right?
I'm actually so happy to hear that, because like my parents are from Canada.
Yeah.
So my mom would always give me flat ginger ale when I was younger, and
yeah.
I just thought it was like a family thing.
Oh no.
Canadians, they all do it.
Yeah, it's a Canadian thing.
We do have a similar thing as well for like kind of exposing ourselves to the cold in winter. So in Ireland as well, we do the same cold. It depends on the person. And some people go on Christmas, some people go on New Year's, but it's the Christmas swim. And you basically kind of go out to the ocean Christmas morning before opening your presents or after, it depends on the person, and you just throw yourself into the ocean, and it's really cool. Like Irish seawater is like freezing even in summer, like it's just not.
It's the Atlantic Ocean, right?
Yeah. So it's not a pleasant experience, but you kind of like, a religious experience almost. You're like, you put yourself through the gauntlet and you come out as a new person, I guess. I don't know. But people say it's healthy. I don't know if it is or not, but.
In my hometown, there wasn't any sea, so we had lakes. So I used to live near a park which had a lake. Yeah, there were many like old people. In winter, they would like to go winter swimming, like. Yeah, really naked without any clothes. They have such a habit, like especially it's popular among the old people. They think that exposing themselves to the coldness will help them like build their immune system. Yeah.
No, we have a similar thing in Ireland. Like people that live near the coast, like I would kind of before coming to Japan, like for the whole summer, it was like almost every single day I'd be going out in the morning, going for a quick swim in the ocean, coming back out. I don't know. There's something nice about it. It's like expose yourself to the cold, you come out. The adrenaline flows or whatever.
Yeah, but that's not really a thing in Japan because, they have like umibiraki and stuff like that. Umibiraki and like whatever ends it is like the only period during which you can swim in the sea. Afterwards, if you tell someone you go to sea, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. Yeah, so I don't know. I just find it to be like an interesting thing because like, again, sea in at least Canada, it's like a year-round thing. You kind of just go there all the time. But it's interesting to see how in Japan there's like a designated period in which you're supposed to go in, and afterwards just no for like 2/3 of the year. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia will be recruiting participants for the 2024 Sendai International Exchange Students Program. The recruitment period starts from mid-December and will end in mid-January of next year. We are looking for international students who are interested in facilitating international exchange in Sendai and supporting fellow foreign residents. For details on requirements and more, please check the blog post, which will be published on the International Relations Department's website in December. Application forms can be obtained from the Sentia Ichibancho office and the Sendai Multicultural Center. We look forward to receiving your application. This is the end of our program for this month. We'll see you again soon. Bye!
Bye!
Bye!